Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Welcome, ya Mustafa. Welcome.
Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Sirius FM, as well as Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'ah. Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Today's date is the 9th of Rajab, 1446, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 9th of January, 2025. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, Hafidhahullah. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa nazaid khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
As we continue with the series of all the deviated sects and groups, next we'll ask this question, Mufti Saab, which has just come. It is, Mufti Saab, to who are the Ahlul Kitab, and are the Jews and the Christians part of the Ahlul Kitab?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem, amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 9th of Rajab, 1446, in Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, and 90% of the countries of the world, South Africa included. So we thank Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla for that bounty and that favor of His which He conferred upon us. Before we go to answer and respond to the queries, few announcements. Those of you who have any nikah this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, wherever, so before the schools open, so mashallah, please send us your nikah announcements. Send it to 084-786-3132. And also send it to my number, 071-888-1184. And inshallah, we will forward it to Mona Zahid Khan. And tomorrow, Friday, 10 to 10:30 in the morning, the announcements take place, mashallah. So that is first thing. Second one, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. For Jumu'ah, I will be going there to Malbatan and Masjid Nusayba. My brother Ahmed Abdi, inshallah, of Somaliland will come pick me up. And then we'll go there. I think that this is the first time I'm going to that masjid there. We'll carry it live, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. On Marqaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Third announcement is today's tafsir. So remember that today's tafsir, that is, will be between 1:30 and 2 from the archives, will be Surah Falaq. And then tomorrow, inshallah, between 1:30 and 2 will be Surah An-Nas, and then 2 to 2:30 will be the Khatmul Quran. So make a note of that and diarize that. And the most important news, so the best, the last, we keep it, you know. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chronologically came last, but he was, is, will always be the best. So make a note of all this. I made sure today, before I come down, I hear what BBC have to say. So let's take you to LA, Los Angeles. This is what they said, right? So number one, 130,000 people have already been evacuated from there. Number one. Number two, the Hollywood. You know Hollywood, all their studios and all their haramis, where they lie and make so much propaganda against Islam and Muslims, that is also in danger of being burnt and so forth and so on. That's two. Three, the firefighters have said they have made 0% progress in containing the fire. Now you need to understand what are the circumstances there. For 8 months there was not a drop of rain, so everything is dry and dry and dry. And remember that now this fire is raging on in 6 different places, and they're just looking, they don't know what to do, because the velocity, the speed, whatever you want to call it, it is too great for them to contain it, they're therefore 0%. And the last point, this BBC didn't say, but I got it on my status, you can check on it and so forth. One harami, you can check it there, Maulana, on my status, James Wood, or just press yourself, James Wood on CNN, he came and is crying, he saw how his house was burnt, hundreds and thousands of these actors, actresses, including Kamala Harris, they had to evacuate from her house also, so whether her house is standing or burnt, Allah alone knows, but they also could not stay there, so we have no sympathy for these people. Let me make that very clear. So this Wood guy, you must remember James Wood or whatever his character, he said regarding Gaza, no ceasefire, no compromise, no forgiveness. Three no's, he said. No ceasefire, no compromise, and no forgiveness. And now he's crying that my house is gone. You see, that is in Urdu. We have a wonderful saying, Allah ki lati be awaz hai. The stick of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala does not make a noise. The Americans, the biggest state terrorist, and Israel and Britain, their illegitimate child. So they want to wipe off the Palestinians from the face of this earth. They destroy 2 million people's lives there in Gaza al-Mubarakah, and no houses really standing. So in matter of just few hours or few days, Allah Jalla Wala is showing you somebody's dua somewhere. There are millions of people making dua. The shuhada's dua, blood, will never go in vain. Remember that it is the system of Almighty Allah. So small children, babies, you murdering, killing them. And before they pass away, they make one dua. So we have no sympathy. The whole Hollywood, the whole Los Angeles, the whole America can burn. We will say Ameen. Remember that. That we'll be very happy that the biggest haramis and shaitan for the past 70, 75 years against Muslims, go and see Syria, go and see Libya, go and see Afghanistan, go and see Iraq, go and see every country before the Americans came, how it was, and go see after they came what they did. So therefore we have no sympathy, no empathy for them. So we need to be very, very clear on that, those issues there. And those people who are very sympathetic and they crying what's happening in Hollywood and so forth, these are people who either get some favors or money or something from America or their agents and comrades and cronies, or they're madly in love with the Hollywood culture. But a true Muslim will show no sympathy, no empathy for them after what they did to us as Muslims, even what they're doing now. Just see the carnage and the mayhem and the murder. And before, just 2-3 months ago, that all the countries voted for ceasefire. 14 countries in the United Nations, remember, Security Council. Only America said no, and they vetoed it. So are they getting what they deserve? They must get much more, inshallah. Allahumma azibhum azaban shadida. Allahumma harrik buyutahum. Allahumma khalif bayna qulubihim wa sufufihim, ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma ajdud wat ataka ala juyush amrikiyin wa israeliyin وبريطانيين وهنديين وأعداء الدين يا رب العالمين. That is our dua. Allah decimate them and destroy them. We don't have to apologize to anybody. Our aim in life must always be والحق أحق أيتبع. We have to stand for the truth and stand for justice. That must be our motto in life. Allah give us tawfiq. We are also guilty of million, billion, zillion sins. But once you admit and confess, so inshallah, and we show remorse, Allah will forgive us. But when we try and justify our wrong and our vices, then that is the time Allah will give you respite and muhla, and then the punishment will come. So that is what is happening. Biden supposed to leave for Italy, his last trip in his presidency, and that is cancelled. That Joe genocide, the enemy. So remember that he also half asleep, Joe, you know, Joe, Sleepy Joe, and he is half asleep also. So he cancelled his trip because of this disaster catastrophe there in Hollywood. So all this are the latest news coming from that part of the world. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The term Ahlul Kitab. So what is the meaning of Ahlul Kitab? Ahlul Kitab means the people of the book. So remember, technically it will mean the Jews and the Christians. But which people of the book? Those who believe, the Jews who believe in Nabi Musa, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam, those who believe in the Torah. So then you can classify them as the Jews and so. Whether they practice, don't practice, that's a separate issue. We say there are 1 billion, some people say 2 billion Muslims on the earth. This is a fairy tale that. People who say 2 billion Muslims on the earth today in the 8 billion population, so meaning that Muslims about 25% of the world, this is a fairy tale, it's just a dream, it's a nonsense story, remember that. Most to most you can say 1 billion people, that also is really stretching it, but okay, we just round it off at 1 billion, okay? So now, let's say there are 1 billion believing Muslims, but practicing Muslims, alhamdulillah, not even 20%, not even 25%. So same analogy we will use, that if the Jew, he believes in Moses and Aaron, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, and the Torah, so he'll be classified as a Jew. Just story time for you, Maulana Zahid. When my 20 years there in Newcastle, so Saturdays or Sundays, mostly Sundays, then I should drop my wife there, you understand, by the cliques and game and all that. That time they all were together and the CNA was there. So I used to love reading, till now I love reading. So I used to go there in the CNA and read the Jewish Report. It's a newspaper. Even now you can Google it. You get it online nowadays, Jewish Report, you see. So there was once a question, who is a Jew? And that battle raged on for weeks and months among themselves. They had such a discussion. There was one judge, he's still a judge, I think, Judge Davis. So he was dead against what this Orthodox Jews had to say. He's like an enlightened Jew and a modern Jew. So you know how they say. They say if your mother is a Jew, then you are a Jew. Normally we will say it will work with your father, you know, normally. But they work with the mother. And then in that they have big, big battles and so forth and so on. So anyway, then you come to Christian. So who will be a Christian? We discussed it last week. A person who believes in Jesus, peace be upon him, and a person who believes in the Injil and the Gospel and Bible. But the problem came about that this whole Christianity was hijacked by who? By Saul. Saul, there must be a jutla always. Any fitna takes place. You know Jamal Abdul Nasir, the Egyptian prime minister, president that time. The Egyptians called him Gamal Abdul Nasir. He, if you listen to his lectures, he say, if 2 fish are fighting in the ocean, you must know America is involved there also. Trying to say that they will make the nations and countries fight, and then they will say, no, we came to make peace. But they the cause of the trouble initially. So that's what he was trying to say, which is the truth. So remember that. So today that is what we see. So this whole Christianity now has been hijacked by Paul. Paul was a jutla, Saul, and Saul saw a dream. So he introduced all these funny things, Trinity, that there was no Trinity in the teaching. 3 is 1 and 1 is 3 and all that. So he introduced lot of alien and foreign things in Christianity. So today if you ask the normal, ordinary Christian, what are you practicing on? You say Christianity. But if you go and make a deep research and study, it is not Christianity, it is the Pauline theory. It's what Paul is teaching them, not what Jesus or original Christianity is teaching them. So that's first thing. Second thing is this, you go to Yahudiya, that is Judaism. So same thing there, their Judaism has been hijacked by Zionism. So remember, now don't make a mistake, this is a very common mistake amongst 90%, 80% of the Muslims. They think every Jew is a Zionist and every Zionist is a Jew. That's wrong. If you know South African history, our airport, yeah, the main airport, today it's called O.R. Tambo Airport, after Oliver Tambo, the founder and all that, you must remember, of ANC. You know, yesterday was their bash and birthday, 113 years. So nevertheless, you must remember, in the olden days, it was called Jan Smuts. Jan Smuts is Afrikaner, but was a Zionist. This guy Biden, what he says, I am not a Jew, but I'm a Zionist. So it shows you get many people who are not Jews, but they are Zionists. What is Zionist, we'll explain to you just now. And you get many Jews that are not Zionists. So they are dead against Zionism and so forth. So that is how this whole religion has been hijacked and so forth and so on. So when we say the Ahle Kitab refers to the Jews and Christians, so the Misdaq means the application of it, remember, is true, is for the Jews and Christians. But which Jews and which Christians, you must remember, those who are the original ones, who didn't believe in all these fancy things and funny things they introduced. Just to end of this topic, because it's fascinating, it can happen now in our lifetime. I'm saying this to a lot of people. Don't be surprised if me and you, during our lifetime, we even meet Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anh. Things are happening so fast, you must remember, rapidly. You see America is being brought to its knees. And you see that Europe and America, now there's big problem between them. One side Trump is blowing his trumpet. Other side Elon Musk is blowing his trumpet. He's getting on like he's the president and so forth and so on. So now everywhere there's big problems. Israel, we know all the problems, Palestine and so forth. But see what the Quran says. That is for us the main thing. So we reject that. You see, this also he taught the people, Paul, that Jesus was crucified. So we say, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا, that definitely he was not killed and nor was he crucified. Go and read Surah 4, chapter 4, verses 156, 157, 158, 159. So go read this verse. This is very interesting. Surah 4, verse 159. وَإِمْ مِنْ أَهَلِ الْكِتَابِ. Your question was Ahl al-Kitab, right?
Sure.
So وَإِمْ مِنْ أَهَلِ الْكِتَابِ. So if you know Arabic, India is in Nafiya. So there's none of the people of the book. إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ. But that Jew, Christian, they will definitely bring Iman, be he on Jesus, on Isa alayhi salam, قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِ إِسَى. So before the demise and death of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. So your chronological table is Zuhur and Mahdi. Hazrat Mahdi will appear. Then Dajjal will come out, Khuruj al-Dajjal. Then Nuzul Isa. And Nabi Isa alayhi salam will come down, second coming day in Damascus. And how long he'll stay there, all details that Allah knows. And from there, then he will come down. And that is towards Tel Aviv, and towards Palestine, and towards Jerusalem. In between Tel Aviv and between Jerusalem, there's a place called Lud, Lam Dal. You will see in our hadith kitab, open Bukhari, Muslim, all that, you will find a hadith on Dajjal and so forth. There, in that area, Jesus, peace be upon him, the prophet, the mighty prophet, will dispatch Dajjal, the Antichrist, the big deceiver, to Jahannam. And he will give them, you must remember, the Jews and Christians, a chance. Embrace Islam, you are our brothers in religion. You don't embrace Islam, then it is immal Islam wa immal saif. Then either is death for you. You see, that is the meaning of this verse here. So we need to understand it properly. So many things will unfold in front of our eyes if we are living at that time. And a lot of things going to happen still in Palestine, in Syria, the Levant, and those areas there. So that is what we should be understanding.
Mufti Saab, from the Quran Sharif, what does the Quran Sharif say about the Jews and their future?
So you must remember that the Quran Sharif says a lot of things, but before that, let me just read from this book. I'm using this book for all our lessons now, past 6-8 weeks. I told you, Al-Mawsu'atul Muyassara, the easy encyclopedia, Fil Adyan wal Madahib al Mu'asara. So this is about all these flare groups and sects and S-E-C-T-S, and all who are upside down and so forth, and it's printed by Wami. And this one here, the copy I got, So remember, they gave it to me when I was there in Saudi or whatever. So this one here is a Tabatu Thaniya, the second print, 1989. Okay. So now, this is the definition they made of Judaism, Al-Ta'rif. Hiya Diyanatun Ibraniya. So it is a Hebrew people, right? So their mother tongue will be Hebrew and all that. And they actually come from Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam's progeny and so forth. And they from the Bani Israel. Now if you know Nabi Ibrahim, Abraham, peace be upon him. Then Isaac, Ishaq alayhi salam. Then you have Jacob, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam. And then Jacob's title is Israel. So Israel means Abdullah. Then his sons, Bani Israel. So they are the children of Jacob and become great-grandchildren of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Allah ta'ala sent Nabi Musa alayhi salam. After the gharq of Pharaoh, after the drowning of the Pharaoh, then Allah ta'ala blessed him. Remember, with what? That Allah ta'ala blessed him with the Torah. Who is Musa alayhi salam briefly? He is a person from Bani Israel. And he was born in Egypt. And that time the Pharaoh, that time, you know how we say president, prime minister? It's not a name, it's a title. So the Pharaoh that time was Ramses. So Ramses, R-A-M-S-E-S, Athani, the second Ramses. And they say that Qabl al-Milad, before Jesus' birth and so forth, 1301, you understood, was when he died or so. So anyway, in 1234 was his birth. So all this happened there and so forth and on. Then about him, remember so many places it is mentioned in a noble Quran. In fact, if you look at Moses, that he was dark in complexion. كَانَّهُ رُجُلٌ سُودَانِيٌ. The commentators of Bukhari Sharif have written. And if you look at it, his name is mentioned the most in the noble Quran. Remember that. Among all the prophets and messengers 136 times and so forth. So all this happened, we must remember. And his brother is Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam. And he, Musa alayhi salatu salam, used to make dua that, Ya Allah, let me die, there be Ramya Hajarin. In English we say, stones throw away. So let me pass away, stones throw away from Masjidul Aqsa and so forth and so on. So then both of them passed away and this type of things. Yeah. So all this year, and then you have all the prophets who came after them, Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, all of them and so forth and so on. So that is what we say. Now your question is interesting. So what is the question? What does the Quran Sharif say that regarding the Jews? So the Quran calls them Yahud. So before we go any further, so we should ask ourselves this question, that remember that why are they called Yahud? I mean, Wajhut Tasmiya. You, Maulana Zahid Khan, Maulana Zahid bin Jamil Khan, Damat Barakatuhum, Atalullahu Lihyatahu. You see, like that. So now if I go to your parents, I ask, why you kept your son's name Zahid? He said, no, that one Sahabi asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to be beloved, yeah, by people, and I want to be beloved by Allah also. So what does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? It's heard mafid dunya, show you're not interested in the glitter, glamour of this world, and you hibbuk Allah, you become the beloved of Allah. And people will have this gadget, this car, this cell phone, whatever, this laptop and all these things, but you will not be very much interested in that, then you hibbuk an-nas. So Zahid. So excellent meaning. So person who is disinterested in the glitter, glamour of this world. So wonderful name, you see. So that is why they kept. So you call it Wajhut Tasmiya. You ask, why me, Abdul Qadir? We are Maimon people. So Maimons, they love Pirane Pir. Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. So you say, Akro Abdul Qadir Takhape. You understand? One son. So we three brothers, two brothers passed away, father, mother passed away. So remember that. So I am the one youngest son and youngest child. So Abdul Qadir, you see. So that is the reason. So why the Yahudi are called Yahudi? So Yahudi, two, three reasons they give. Number one, they say Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, one son's name is Yehuda. So he was this one who said, La taqtulu Yusuf, that you must not kill Yusuf alayhi salam. Second one, he still had empathy, sympathy for him without his brothers knowing when Yusuf alayhi salam was there in that well. So remember that, whether he was there 3 days, 5 days, 7 days, Allah knows. He secretly used to give him food and all these things there, Yehuda. So that's why they call Yehud. Second one, they say, Inna hudna ilayk, we made tawbah. We are the ones, Ya Allah, we are guilty as charged. There are no mitigating circumstances. So therefore, they are called Yahud and so forth. So like that, they are, this, you understood, all these reasons are mentioned. So that's why they are called Yahud. Now, what does the Quran Sharif say regarding the Jews? So in my Jummah lectures or other lectures, I break it up like this. So I use the term vis-a-vis. Visa means you compare one with the other. So you take Allah Ta'ala and vis-a-vis the Jews. Jews vis-a-vis Allah Ta'ala. So what the Jews, they say about Allah? So maybe I must give you the references for each one. Then the esteemed listeners also one day in life, it will help you. So you must remember that. So remember that Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَةِ. So the Jutlas, you must remember, Allah forbid, Allah said you must spend in the path of Allah. So what the Jutla said, they said that Allah's hands are fastened, meaning Allah Ta'ala has become very, very stingy. So imagine that is the statement they made, that Allah Ta'ala is very, very stingy. So that is what they said. So what happened? Now Allah Ta'ala is responding to their statement. Surah 5, Surah Ma'idah, and verse number 64. So easy reference, 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 64. So Allah Ta'ala said, غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا. Their hands are fastened, and they are cursed, whatever they said. بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانْ يُنْفِقُ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. Hamni million, billion, trillion, zillion, Allah has fed them, nourished them, provided for them, human beings and other creation, animals, reptiles, insects, what we know, what we don't know. So in Afrikaans is a beautiful thing. Afrikaans is very nice language. The problem is it got hijacked by the Afrikaners who were the architects of apartheid. So how the Boer and the whites got disgrace, so likewise Afrikaans also got disgrace. It is the taal van die Boer, you see. So, but it's very nice language. We used to speak a lot of Afrikaans. We used to grow up in that environment. Afrikaans, Zulu, all that. So go on, they say, when a person is very stingy, miserly, they say, Ye aswa seinach, netz was a Jew. You are so stingy, just like a Jew. And another saying, the Bura coined up, they said, A good Jew is a dead Jew. A good Jew is a dead Jew. I agree with both of them. You understand? Both this statement by the Bura, by the Afrikaners, and so forth. So that's one. You got it? Chapter 5, verse number 64. Next one. What now? Jutlas vis-a-vis prophets and messengers. What they did with the greatest and greatest of personalities, they were all selected by Allah Jalla Wala, not elected by Allah, not elected by people, but selected by Allah. So what they did, Quran says, فَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. And one group of the prophets and messengers, they rejected Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Allah forbid, نَقَلَ كُفُرْ كُفُرْ نَبَاشَدْ نَقْلُ الْكُفْرِ لَيْسَ بِكَافِرِينَ. They said, Isa alayhi salam, Jesus is Ibn Zaniya. He's an illegitimate child, Allah forbid, the son of a harlot, and the lady is a loose lady, and so Allah forbid. Allah praises both of them. 25 times Jesus, Isa alayhi salam's nami mentioned in the Noble Quran. Sayyidah Maryam 34 times, and remember one entire surah, chapter 19, Surah Maryam comprised 98 verses. So that is how Allah elevated them. But they rejected him. They rejected Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ And one group of prophets and messengers, you martyred and murdered them. Who? They martyred and murdered Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam. They martyred and murdered Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, John the Baptist. So Zacharias and John the Baptist, they were murdered by the Jews. So remember that they severed his head and everything. So a nation that are prophets, killers of prophets and messengers. So today, if they are baby killers, so it's nothing surprising, you must remember that. Their forefathers did that, and they are just going, therefore we call them the swines or pigs and swine. They are the children of the pigs and swines. Quran says, you must remember, the only nation that Allah Jalla wa Ala transformed them, a metamorphosis took place, and وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرُ Allah made some of them monkeys and some of them swines and pigs. Chapter 5, verse number 60. So where does Allah say that they rejected the prophets and martyred, murdered them? Surah 2, verse 87, 88. When they were told, what are you doing? They said, وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ Said, no, we are chosen people. We are beloved of Allah. You see, our hearts, it got the khilaf. It got the covering. It got the veil. It got the curtain. So Allah says, بَلْ نَيْ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ Allah has cursed them because of their blasphemy. فَقَلِيلًا فِيُ Remember this, Mozahid. فَقَلِيلًا فِيُ Ma. Ma is what? Ma ibhamiya litaqidil qillah. So extremely, extremely few Jews will embrace Islam, like Abdullah bin Salam and that, really, sincerely. Therefore, I say, today if people tell me that Jutla, that Jutli embrace Islam, I say keep people behind them to monitor them. You mustn't just accept that they are Muslim. You understood? Because most of them, even when they embrace Islam, they will be spies. So there'll be mufsideen, troublemakers and mischief makers. And so. Quran said so. فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ Chapter 2, verses 87-88. So Allah Ta'ala, then you have the prophets, then who you have? The angels, so you must remember. So what they said about the angels. So they say they hate and detest and despise Jibreel alayhi salam, the archangel Gabriel, and they like Mikael. So that is how they cause trouble again. So Allah Ta'ala revealed the verse, Surah 2, verse 98. Man kana adu walillah, whosoever hates, remember, is the enemy of Allah, wa malaikati, his angels, wa rusuli, his prophets and messengers, wa Jibreel wa Mikala, and of Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam, so fa inna Allah aduul lil kafirin. So Allah Ta'ala says that they are the enemies. This is so Allah Ta'ala is their enemy, and Allah will punish them and so forth. So go read Surah 2, verses 97-98 about Jibreel alayhi salam. Fa innahu nazzalahu ala qalbik. He was the archangel, the one given the stars to bring the wahi and the revelation to the various prophets and messengers and all that. Wa ila Jibreel nan'ah. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise takes place. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha crying, weeping so much. In the ending she say that Ya Abata, oh my beloved father, Ila Jibreel nan'ah. We will inform Jibreel that now you have passed away. No more wahi will come. You see that? So that is a Hadith Bukhari Sharif. So yeah, also we should know that. So Jutlas, enemies of Allah Jalla Wala. Enemies of who? That the prophets and messengers. You reject one prophet, it is tantamount to rejecting all. You reject one angel, it is tantamount to rejecting all. And then, so Allah Ta'ala, then the prophets, then the angels, then the books, the divine scriptures. So what Allah Ta'ala says, يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ أَمَّ وَعْدِهِ That they change the words also in the Torah, and they change the meaning also. Until today, they don't have one Torah. I've been to Palestine, occupied Palestine, 5 times with the help and mercy of Allah. If you ask them, where's the original Torah? I went right down there, Maulana. So you must remember Al-Ha'itul Mabki. That is the wailing wall where they shake like this. You don't know they're busy with their girlfriend or what, you understand? And they're praying the Torah, they say. So all this Trump and all these haramis, first stop they'll make is there. You understand? They say, no, we're going to show our sympathy with the Jews. And they'll go touch the wailing wall. And they have to wear the yarmulke. You know the small topi they wear, yarmulke. So everyone, Obama, Trump, Bush, all of them, they had to go there. So you'll see, you'll go again the harami. You must remember this Trump. So Allah Ta'ala says about them, يحرفون الكلمة عن مواضعه, that they change not only the meaning, but even the wording they change. And Allah Ta'ala says that you are the people that you change all these things here. See here, also is mentioned, that yubayyinu lakum kathiran mimma kuntum tukhfuna min al-kitabi. So you are the ones that you'll hide so much, ya ahl al-kitab, and all these things there. And what else you did? That you changed the meaning of the Quran Sharif and so of the Torah and so forth. So many places Allah Ta'ala mentions this, you understood? So Allah Ta'ala says, yuharrifuna al-kalima amma wadi'ihi. So they are the people, you must remember, that they made tahrif. Tahrif means to corrupt the text of the noble of the Torah and so forth and so on. So yes, the verse here, write it down. Surah 4, Surah Nisa, and verse number 46. Surah 4, verse 46. And then when the Torah and that came, what they said, Sami'na wa asina. We heard, but we rejected also. You see? So which kind of people? That is Allah Ta'ala, prophets and messengers, then the angels, then the divine scriptures and books, then vis-a-vis what you Muslim. Chapter 5, verse 82. So what else? Allah Ta'ala says the last verse. If you don't understand chapter verse, in the last verse in the six Jews, six supara, before Wa'idha Sami'u. Wa'idha Sami'u is chapter 5, verse 83. This is chapter 5, verse 82. Latajidanna ashaddan nasi adawatan lilladhina amanul yahuda walladhina ashraku. So remember, you will surely find now and in the future your worst enemies or Muslims will be the Jews and the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers. Quran was revealed more than 1400 years ago. So could any person that time dream about it? Could any one of us dream about it 200, 300, 500 years ago? The close ties that will develop between India and Israel. So you call it the unholy alliance. See how Israelis, Jutlas treat the Muslims, the Arabs and so forth. Arabs, you must be careful. You get Arab Muslims and you get Arab Christians also. So remember that. So therefore, it's better to say Arab Muslims like that. And then you go that side, India, and you see what Modi coming to power 2015. Just right there, check there. So according to what I remember, that Modi came into power 2015. So the past 9-10 years plus minus, remember the Hindufta. So they treat the Muslims as second, third, fourth class citizens. And that is what you see. So, but the mistake we mustn't make, this is another common mistake among Muslims. You can't say every Jew is our enemy. You can't say every Hindu is our enemy. You must remember, that's wrong also. So sometimes our people, they make emotional statements. Quran says that Islam teaches us justice everywhere. Laysu sawa'a. They're not all equal, so you must be careful. Some of them are very sympathetic like that. So remember this, so majority Jews, majority Hindus are your arch enemy. What they say, Mr. Google, Modi?
2015.
Yeah, 2015. That's right, with Allah's help. So you must remember that. So that is how you must understand. They are our enemies and not our friends. So if you take there, I get, and every day I quote what this guy, Gideon Levy, almost. So he writes, you must remember this. And he says, today, if you highlight the crimes, war crimes of Israel, you are called a Nazi. You see, go read his article there in the Haaretz and so forth. He said, whole of Israel, everyone is a settler. He said these settlers got sub, they are subhuman. They're not even full human. You see, they're subhuman and so forth. And if you see among the Hindus and so forth, many of them, I just give you one incident. Indira Gandhi, whatever she was in that, but she used to come before elections. Elections are taking place 3-4 months, time 6 months. She would come personally to Hazrat Ali Miah, Hazrat Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, who passed away in the last 10 days of Ramadan in 1999, and say, Hazrat, please make dua for me, and so forth and so on. So see, so you can't say, I don't say that everything she did was good, but they had that sympathy also, you must remember. They know deep down, you must remember. In their family, some of them married Muslims, you know, if you go study the whole thing there. So the Nehru dynasty and all these things here and all. So anyway, so all these things happened, so you must be very clear on this. Now the question you asked was, you must remember, so what is the future of the Jutlas? And so all this is Quran, chapter 7, verse 167. Chapter 7, verse 167. So what Allah Ta'ala says? Allah Ta'ala says, wa idh ta'adhan. You know ta'adhan means, remember when He, Almighty Allah, made the announcement. How Allah Ta'ala commanded Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, wa adhin fin nasi bil hajji atuka rijala. So you must make the announcement, the adhan. So we have adhan now, 1 o'clock. So adhan literally in the lexicon dictionary means announcement, you see. So Allah Himself made the announcement. What He said, la yab'athanna alayhim ila yawmil qiyamati may yasumuhum su'al adhab, that Almighty Allah Jalla wala will punish them. And punish them till the day of justice. Allah didn't say Allah will punish them with Muslim. So sometime non-Muslim, sometime Muslim, sometime people who got no religion also. So atheists and what have you. But they will always be on the receiving end, the Jutlas, the Jews. So this is enshrined, chapter 7, verse 167. And this punishment, if you know Arabic, layab'athanna. Is double emphasis, the lam in the beginning and noon in the ending. Surely Allah will punish them. Ila yawmil qiyamah. So there will be no respite for them. Now, as I speak to you, you can just Google it quickly. Synagogue there in Los Angeles, one of the oldest synagogues they had, over 100 years old, burnt, finished and clear. You see? So they want to destroy our mosque. They want to destroy the churches. How many mosques they destroyed? 1,000. How many churches they destroyed in Gaza? And so forth and so on and so on. All that happens, remember. So where these 1,000, where these 100 fact remain, that you deliberately targeted all this. So there you see, I read all this morning. So the one of the oldest synagogues, more than 100 years old, an iconic site, remember, for the Jutla, all burnt, finished and clear. So layab'athanna alayhim ila yawm al-qiyamah. May yasumuhum. Those people who will punish them a severe punishment. So you take the age, Hitler age, Hezbollah age, Hamas age, you see that? And all giving them a good threshing. And then put the Houthis also age. You see? And the ending also is age. Where are they sending them? Straight to hell. You see? That is what is there. So nobody can challenge Allah Ta'ala. So they can come with their AI, they can come with their CII or whatever. So all Allah will punish the whole lot of them. You saw what they say about it?
See on the Jewish journal, the synagogue was destroyed by fire.
Yeah, how old?
It was built in 1949.
Yeah, so remember that. So 2049 and so forth. But what I read is over 100 years old. So you must remember these things here. So it was one of the main churches of them. Everything burnt and so forth. So that is how Allah will punish them. Hamas are a punishment for them. Look at limited resources, 15 months, they still can't defeat them. 60, 65 countries helping them, and yet they can't defeat them. So Allah's help is with them and so forth. forth. And last one thing we just tell you, that if you go to Muslim Sharif and so forth, the hadith is mentioned, and see what the Jutlas did. After practicing, they listen to that hadith, they study it, they study more Quran hadith than me and you. They have think tanks, remember that. And they studied this hadith. La taqumu sa'a. Qiyama will not come. Hatta yuqatil al-Muslimun al-Yahud. Till the Muslims, not Arabs, the Muslims will fight the Jews. And hatta yakhtabi al-Yahudiyu. The Jew will run away and look for refuge and sanctuary. Hatta yakhtabi al-Yahudiyu khalf al-hajar wa shajar. He will go hide behind the rocks and the stones and behind the trees. But that same tree, that same rock will say, Ta'al ya Abdullah, come, O Muslim, Khalfi Yahudiyun. My translation, there is, behind me is a terrorist. They like to call us terrorists, Irhabi. They call us Irhabi, you see, Arabic term. Dashatgar Urdu, English terrorist, and so forth. So that that stone or that tree will say, that Khalfi Yahudiyun, Ta'al faqtulhu, liquidate him, neutralize him, kill him, dispatch him to hell. Illa al-gharqad, except the gharqad. You've been to Madinah Munawwara? You've been there to the cemetery where Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's honorable daughters, wives, son are buried, and Sahaba, thousands are buried. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar Farooq are buried next to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu is buried there in Baqi. Baqi's original name, Baqi ul Gharqad, is a tree that's very thorny. You see that? So that's the original name. So illa al Gharqad. فَإِنَّهُ مِنْ شَجَرِ الْيَهُودِ. So what the Jutla did? Everywhere they start planting the gharqad tree. You understood? I saw with my own eyes. So you must remember that. So they believe in this hadith, but they think all these crooked plans of theirs will help them. We still got 5, 6 minutes, 7 minutes, so let me give you one more thing. And that is what you are seeing being played out nowadays. You see, to understand this, you must understand something else. I gave you before, but it's good. Let me give it to you again. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise took place 11th year of the Hijrah. Then you have Khilafat Rashida, 30 years. Al-Khilafat Ubadi, 30 Aman, 30 Sanatan. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, and 6 months of Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali. Okay? So that's also included, and that is your 30 years. And then you have the Dawla Umayya. So you have the Umayyad dynasty. And the first person is Amir Muawiyah. He said that Hassan radiallahu anhu resigned, and he took the mantle of Khilafat leadership, handed it over to Amir Muawiyah. Amir Muawiyah was a master siyasi. That in politics, we say you need the sadaqat of Siddiq, the truthfulness of Sayyidina Abu Bakr. You need the adalat of Umar, so the justice of Sayyidina Umar. You need sahawat of Sayyidina Usman, the generosity. And you need Shaja'at Ali, Haydar Qarrar, there in Khaybar. So remember that the lion. So remember he smashed that fort and the wall and all that in the door and whatever you. So that is Shaja'at Siyasat Muawiyah. So they rule for 90 years plus minus, right? So 41 to 130, 132, like that. Then come the Abbasid, Dawlatul Abbasiyah. So they, and how many khalifas were there? 14 khalifas in the Dawla e Umayyad. So the 14 khulafa they had. Then come the Dawla e Abbasiyah, the Abbasid dynasty. They ruled for 525 years and plus minus. So Muawiyah's time, Damascus, Syria is the headquarters. And that time there, the Abbasid dynasty headquarters is Baghdad, Iraq, all that, you see. So Harun Rashid and all these people, 525 years, see. And remember then, you have the Khilafat Usmaniyah. They ruled for 640 years, the Ottoman Empire, remember. So we took you from time of Nabi alayhi salam right till now. Then you must remember, but the Jutlas always plotting, planning, scheming. So they now, this Theodore Herzl, and they're not even Jews. They're all secularists. They hated Judaism. Therefore, they say the state we're going to build, Israel, must have a secular system, not the Jewish system and all. So anyway, 1917 was when they were promised all this, and they tried to bribe up. You must remember Sultan Abdul Hamid al-Thani, he ruled the Ottoman Empire for 33 years. Before him was Suleiman Qanuni, Suleiman the Magnificent, he ruled for 48 years. So these are the main players you must know about. Then came World War I, then finished, everything gone, Khilafat torn to pieces, these Arab countries, they sold out, and they said, why you got non-Arabs ruling the Ummah and so forth? The Turks are not Arabs like that. So from that time already, the Arabs sold out, remember that. Now you have all these states, Saudi Arabia and Jordan and thus and thus, and Egypt and all these small countries everywhere, you understand? So Sheikh Sabuni writes, لِكُلِّ لَنَا فِينَا إِمَامٍ لِكُلِّ جَمَاتٍ فِينَا إِمَامٍ. For every country we have imam, a leader, prime minister, president. وَلَكِنَّ الْجَمِي بِلَا إِمَامٍ. But we don't have a khalifa. We don't have a ruler for the whole Ummah. You see? So that was the plotting and planning. So anyway, all that was done. So in 48, Palestine. Palestine was part of the Ottoman Empire. Then it was part of the British Mandate. So that became part of Jutlas, 1948. And 14th of May. So that was the first thing of Zionism. Then in 67, then they had the war, and they said, we want our capital. And this capital must be what? Bila, Taqsim. There must be no such thing that it is half and half Muslim. No. The entire Jerusalem is ours, our eternal undivided capital. That's how they say. You see? So that dream also they fulfilled. So first 48, Dawla to Israel. Then 67, Asima to Israel. And now they're busy with Eretz Israel. That how we can go and enlarge. Eretz Israel means the larger Israel. You saw how much land they stole of Syria and so forth now after Bashar Assad. So it's all part of that. You must remember the screen things there. And they stole land, you must remember, from who? The Palestinians. So every day they're stealing something, basically land grab, land thieves. So the occupation, therefore we say, we call them mustawtinin. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. So that is the third plan. And the fourth plan, that if you've been to Aqsa, so they got Qubbatu Sakhra, you must remember, at the back, and the masjid in front, the masjid al-Qibli. So what we call Aqsa, the whole 36 acres is Masjid al-Aqsa. But these are the specific places. They want to demolish it openly, they say, and replace it with Haikal Suleimani. So that is where Hamas comes in. Hamas say, we will fall, but inshallah, we will not allow Aqsa to fall. So what a great thing they are doing. But the Haramis, your Saudis, your Emiratis, your Jordanians, I speak of the governments, the Jordanians, and remember Bahrain, and this Egypt, and Morocco, all Murtad, Khabi, Shaitan, Haramis, I call them. So remember that they're all supporting Israel. I'm speaking of the governments, not the people. So that is where we are nowadays. So may Almighty Allah guide them. If there's no guidance for them, may Almighty Allah decimate and destroy them. So that is what you must understand of the Jew and about Zionism and everything. So you got your lecture ready for tomorrow, Moana Zahid Khan Damat Barakatuhum, in the Jami Masjid. Yeah, we must speak about that. So speak about the current affairs, inshallah. Okay, it's 12 o'clock now, mashallah, we're on time. So 12 o'clock will be the news with Maulana Zahid Khan. So thereafter, 12:05 or so, make the correct intention and niyat by Maulana Im Mutala. 1 o'clock will be tafsir of Surah An'am. So that is the live tafsir. Today, with the help and grace and mercy of Allah, Jalla Wala, We're completing the seventh juz, not the surah. The chapter is getting on, but the part, you know, there are 30 parts in the Quran. So we're completing the seventh part today, verses 109 and 110. Then 130 to 2, surah Falaq. You see, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbi Falaq. 130 to 2. I already announced, but I'm announcing again. Remember, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, tomorrow, 130 to 2 will be surah An-Nas, and then 2 to 2:30 will be the Khatmul Quran Dua, Allah Qabul, Allah Accept. Then Saturday, inshallah, we'll start new tafsir, inshallah, Surah Fatiha, inshallah. Then remember, 2 to 3 will be Islam in the Bible and Q&A, Mauna Abu Bakr Aku. So that is, remember, Rahimahullah, he passed away very young. Then 3 to 4 will be the Q&A of today, very interesting. And today we had long one, 56 minutes or something. So with Allah, because Salat time changed. Fajr time. So 4 o'clock, remember, test. Allah puts us to test and trial in this world. Sheikh Hanif Luharwi. So that's in Urdu. 5 to 7, Mawla Khalid Yaqub. Then the tafsir we will do, Surah An'am, that is verses 109, 110. Then 7:30 to 8, Mawla Dawood Siddat. 8 o'clock, the repeat of today's fiqh. That is what we discussed today. You can make the podcast, Jews or Judaism, so that you must remember. And then 9 o'clock, Mawlana Salim with Qalbe Salim, and then 10 o'clock Qasida Burda, so by Mawlana Zahid Khan, and 11 o'clock would be Sheikh Anwar Al-Awlaki Al-Shaheed Rahimahullah. So from 12 o'clock midday, we gave you to midnight, so all the programs coming, Allah Ta'ala make it easy, Allah accept it. Barakallahu Fik, Jazakallahu Khairan, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.